live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a High Court judge has signed off on an extradition order to have alleged IRA bomber John Downey sent to Northern Ireland to face murder charges. A 32-year-old man who admitted dangerous driving causing the deaths of three Donegal women in a road crash on the N2 in County Louth has been sentenced to 6 years in jail with two suspended. The government has confirmed that 20 extra Gardaí are to be deployed to Donegal. And new car registrations in Donegal are down almost 11.5%. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, a High Court judge has signed off on an extradition order to have alleged IRA bomber John Downey sent to Northern Ireland to face murder charges. Northern Irish authorities want to prosecute the Donegal man in relation to a bomb attack in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh, that killed two British soldiers in 1972. Our court's correspondent Frank Greeny reports.
In 2014, John Downey's trial at the Old Bailey for the murder of four British soldiers in the 1982 Hyde Park bombing collapsed when it emerged he was in the possession of a letter issued under the so-called On the Run scheme by Tony Blair's government as part of the Good Friday Agreement. The judge decided he couldn't be prosecuted because he was given a guarantee that he wasn't wanted in Northern Ireland for arrest, questioning or charging for any offence. The 67-year-old was arrested at his home in Donegal last year after it was decided to bring charges against him in relation to the 1972 Enniskillen bombing that claimed the lives of two soldiers. He used the same letter as part of his fight against extradition and claimed there was an abusive process. But Ms Justice Aileen Donnelly didn't accept his arguments and has decided he should be surrendered. However, he's been granted continuing bail and given a few days to consider her judgment and decide whether he intends to appeal it. Frank Greeny at the High Court.
A 32-year-old man who admitted dangerous driving causing the deaths of three Donegal women in a road crash on the N2 in County Louth has been sentenced to 6 years in jail with two suspended. Dundalk Circuit Criminal Court heard yesterday that Jason Rowntree of Plantation House, Kings Court, County Cavan, collided head-on with another car at Acklint on the Louth-Monaghan border on the 21st of July 2017. Donal Kavanagh has more.
69-year-old Margaret McGonigal, her 37-year-old daughter Mairead Mundy and their friend, 39-year-old Rachel Cassidy Battles, all from Brooklis in Donegal, were travelling in that car and were killed in the crash. They were travelling home from Dublin Airport having been on holiday in Turkey when the collision occurred. Rowntree, who had no recollection of the accident, was seriously injured in the crash. The court heard that he'd been at football training and then consumed between 3 and 5 pints of Guinness in a pub prior to the accident. Rowntree pleaded guilty to the dangerous driving charge before Christmas at Dundalk Circuit Criminal Court. Rowntree has also been disqualified from driving for 15 years.
The announcement that 20 extra Gardaí are to be deployed to Donegal has been widely welcomed. Former Mayor of Donegal, Noel McBride, says the allocation of extra Gardaí is vital in preparation for the outcome of Brexit. It's understood that 15 new recruits and 5 experienced Gardaí will be arriving in the county in the coming weeks and will be distributed among the Milford, Letterkenny, Buncrana and Donegal Town districts. Mr McBride says with so much uncertainty surrounding Britain's exit from the EU, action needs to be taken now ahead of the March 29th deadline.
Good for the county and it's good for our area in Milford. Look, we're coming into tourist season for 2019, hopefully a busy tourist season. And look, we want to keep our roads safe, we want to keep our communities safe and our businesses safe.
There will be, unfortunately, disappointed people in the west of the county, though, that none of the new Gardaí are to go there.
Well, I suppose, look, I can only tell you what I have been told myself. The west of the county, part of it would be come under the Milford district, and I would presume that, you know, they will be, the Gardaí will be moving around to different stations. They will be on patrols. Like, what I would like to see is those new Gardaí being in different areas, not necessarily sitting in Gardaí stations.
And I suppose as well, at a time with so much uncertainty now surrounding Brexit, it is quite timely that the extra Gardaí are deployed here to Donegal in the coming weeks.
Yeah, most certainly. Look, we're all at sea with Brexit, we don't really know what's going to happen. We all hope that there's going to be a soft Brexit and that Donegal, in particular being such a peripheral border county, will not be affected so much. But we have to be prepared. There's no point in sitting on our hands and just waiting for it to happen. We have to make preparations. And having more Gardaí allocated will certainly be a big help.
It's been claimed that the future of Lifford Community Hospital is still in limbo after the HSE refused yet again to commit to its long-term future. At this week's Regional Health Forum meeting, Councillor Gerry Crawford sought a commitment from the HSE that should future census figures demonstrate the viability of services there, would they commit to the hospital's retention. However, the HSE says the situation will be further reviewed post-2021, which has been their long-standing response to any query on the hospital. Councillor Crawford says that's deeply alarming.
The reply comes back the same, that the additional capacity and the type of facilities required will be dependent on the review of the census post 2021 and the HSE bed capacity review at that time. So the question was asked, will the HSE commit to the retention of Lifford Community Hospital? Should the census and the health service capacity review indicate the need for additional beds? In other words, if the figures indicate the need for it, which they're saying they're waiting on, then would they commit to the future? And very alarmingly, they wouldn't. They wouldn't budge from the position that they're in. They would give no indication of security around the future of Lifford Hospital whatsoever beyond 2021.
But surely you would imagine that when that time comes, if the census does reveal that there is a need for the future of the community hospital in Lifford to stand as it is going forward, then that they will maintain that going forward.
Yeah, we have a very active Friends of Lifford Hospital group who meet quite regularly in Lifford, and they've met with the HSE, as have myself and other representatives, and continually when we pose the question, we get the same answer, that it will be dependent on the census. Yet, as I have said, very alarmingly, despite the fact that we pointed out, what if the census throw up the figures that we're supposed to be waiting on? Will you commit them and say no? And I think that points us in a very bad direction as regards their intentions toward Lifford Hospital. It appears that the HSE's intentions toward the hospital in Lifford are simply lip service, and they won't go beyond that.
Midlands Northwest MEP Matt Carthy is visiting Donegal today for a number of engagements. He will speak at Donegal's Sinn Féin's AGM this evening at 7:30 in Dillon's Hotel Letterkenny. And prior to the AGM, the Sinn Féin MEP will meet with representatives of Donegal's tourism and enterprise sector, as well as social enterprise Spree August Sport. Ahead of his Donegal visit, Carthy was critical of the Dublin-centric nature of current government policies. He says there are big changes ahead for the county.
The developments at an EU level are going to have a profound impact on not only Ireland, but very specifically Donegal over the next number of years. So as well as dealing with the outworking of Brexit and all the uncertainty that has brought about and all the existential threats to our economic, political and social development, over the next number of years we're also going to have a new common agricultural policy, essentially that will determine the livelihoods of many Donegal families. We're also going to see a new commission in place, and what we in Sinn Féin want is a very different EU. The one thing that we have been certain of and that the Irish people have consistently said is that they want to be part of the European Union. But they've also said that they want to see a change in direction at a EU level. They want to see more powers being returned to member states. They want to see decisions that affect communities being made as close to those communities as possible. And that's why it's really important that people like myself, people who do represent Donegal in the European Parliament, make it our business to come to Donegal regularly, not just at election time, but throughout our term of office, and keep people informed of the developments that are happening at that level that will impact on their lives.
Action needs to be taken to halt the surge in the number of measles cases in the country, according to UNICEF Ireland. At least 21 cases of measles have been notified to the HSE since the beginning of 2019. 7 cases are confirmed and the remainder are under investigation. 7 were linked to the recently reported outbreak in Donegal. To date, none of the confirmed measles sufferers appear to have been vaccinated. Executive Director at UNICEF Ireland, Peter Power, says vaccination is key to reducing the numbers. He says it's a worry that many people aren't using it.
These alarming increases that we see in Ireland and around the world are a growing threat to children, and every government here in Ireland and around the world must do everything in their power to ensure that there's correct information out there, that there is trust in the vaccinations, because every single death by measles is preventable and we have safe vaccines to deal with every possible case.
New car registrations in Donegal are down almost 11.5%. In the first 2 months of this year, there were 1,063 new cars registered in the county, down from 1,201 registered in the same period last year. Overall, according to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, new car sales are down at 12.2% year on year. A significant new building project for Pobble Scolgee Door has been given the go-ahead. Minister for Education and Skills Joe McHugh has confirmed that the school will receive 4 new classrooms, all prefabs will be taken off-site, a new science lab will be developed and a special education base, as well as new toilets and disabled access and shower.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with extra savings this week when you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past 5 and time's the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Bohemians will look to protect their 100% start to the SSE or Trusty Premier Division season tonight when they travel to Waterford United. Elsewhere, our feature game is the North West Derby of Finn Harps and Sligo Rovers in Ballybuffet. Kick-off at Finn Park is at 8 o'clock. Dermot Doherty and former Harps captain Declan Boy will have live updates tonight here on Highland as from the start time. Harps, well, they have Sam Todd, the Player of the Year, doubtful for tonight's fixture, while on the Sligo front, Ballybuffet native Johnny Dunleavy is set to have a late fitness test ahead of the game. Here's the Harps boss, Ollie Horgan.
I think Sligo come in under the radar, to put it that way to you. They've taken in, you know, the likes of Johnny Dunleavy, we know, Kyle has been there before. I think they've taken in lads that we don't know. From if you like, well, obviously Ronan Murray we do know, but they've taken in a couple of lads from abroad that are decent players in the footage I've watched, and very, very good strong athletes that can play. And I do think that I don't think they'll be down where we are, to put it that way to you. I think they'll be competing well up that table, and that's a difficulty that Friday night takes to us.
The champions Dundalk are in Tala tonight as they take on Shamrock Rovers. UCD face St Patrick's Athletic, and Cork City welcome Derry City to Turner's Cross. Derry boss Declan Devine says they have to have belief heading to Cork.
It's one of the most difficult venues in the country. We have a horrendous record down there, to be honest. This is a new team, it's a new squad of players. We go down with confidence, we go down with belief, but we also go down with a respect for Cork as a club and as a team. And you know, they've been at the top levels of this league for a long time now, and he certainly won't be getting anything easy on Friday night.
So another big night ahead in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland. Elsewhere, the FEI National Under 17 League gets up and running tomorrow. Declan Boy's Finn Harps start the defence of the titles that they won last year against Shelburne at the Curragh, while Derry City are on the road to Gortacuilcan to play Monaghan Cavan. Both games are set to start at 2 o'clock. In the Irish Cup, it's quarter-final weekend. 3 of the last 8 encounters are taking place tomorrow afternoon. But tonight sees the first of the quarter-final ties. Coleraine are on the road as they travel to Larne. Coleraine, of course, looking to make it back to the semi-finals of the Irish Senior Cup. Now in athletics, Phil Healy competes in the women's 400 metres semi-finals tonight of the European Indoor Championships in Glasgow. The Bandon sprinter narrowly made the semi-finals by qualifying as a fastest loser earlier today. Thomas Barr was among those missing out on progression from their heats in the morning session. Letterkenny's Mark English, along with Kieran McGeehan, will be hoping for better news this evening. English competes in heat 3 of the men's 800 metres just after 8 o'clock, while McGeehan is in heat 2 of the women's 1500. And not forgetting about World Junior Silver Medalist Summer Leckie, who competes in her first senior major competition. She'll be involved in the high jump, which gets underway shortly after 7. Letterkenny's Teresa McDade is the Irish Team Operations Manager.
So this is, you know, a girl that competed really, really well at World Juniors and has now transferred that on to her first senior competition in European indoors. The standard of women's high jumping is particularly high at the moment. It's just unreal, but yet at the same time, you know, from what I've seen of her and her performance is exactly that. She doesn't shy away She's very calm, very well supported, and embraces it. And again, as I say, you know, when you look at her age profile, my God, this, you know, she's only still a very, very young girl, and to be here and in this mix and have this experience is, it's essential.
Moving on to golf now, Graham McDowell recovered from a run of three successive bogeys to card a level par round of 70 on day two of the Honda Classic in Florida. Korea's Sung Jae Im shot a 64 to move into a share off the lead with Jonathan Vegas, but the Venezuelan is yet to begin his second round. Seamus Power sits at three over. Well, the Gaelic Games action for this weekend gets up and running tonight. It is the semi-final replay of the Under-19 McCrory Cup. The original replay got as far as half-time on Wednesday, but was abandoned due to the fog. And they're going to have another crack at playing the fixture this evening back at the Athletic Grounds at 7:30. Omagh CBS are looking to return to the final for the first time since 2014. St Patrick's of Armagh are the opposition, and the winner tonight goes on to play St Michael's of Enniskillen in the decider on Monday the 18th of March. Now, it's another busy weekend of Gaelic Games action for the intercounty sides. The Donegal Footballers for the men and the ladies will both see action on Saturday. The men are taking on Armagh tomorrow evening at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. There'll be full commentary here in Highland as from just after the 7 o'clock news as Donegal look to get back on track in Division 2. They've had two defeats on the bounce at the hands of Tipperary and Fermanagh. Donegal boss Declan Boner says they've put those defeats behind them and are now targeting a win against the Orchard County tomorrow evening.
Naturally enough, immediately after the match, a disappointment because we know we just didn't perform to the levels we needed to in the second half. And, you know, defeats are, well, you want to win them all, but it doesn't happen always that way. But, oh, listen, there's been a good atmosphere within the squad during the week, and I suppose it did help with a number of new faces back on the training ground too. But, it's an opportunity again now to, on Saturday to win the match, and that's what we'll be looking for.
New faces back in the training ground. We could see the likes of Paddy McGrath involved in the panel tomorrow, plus Michael Murphy may feature, having been named in the panel in that defeat to Fermanagh last weekend. Elsewhere, if the North West Counties playing in the National Football League, Tyrone have a Saturday evening fixture as well. They take on a Cavan. That game is at Healy Park. It's underway at 7. Tyrone, of course, looking for their second win of the competition. Derry are playing early tomorrow in Division 4. They are away from home against Limerick. 1 o'clock is the throw-on time. And Damien McAuley's side looking to maintain their push at the top of a Division 4 tomorrow afternoon. The Liddies of Donegal are playing Tipperary tomorrow afternoon at St Mary's in Convoy. It throws in at 4 o'clock. We'll have updates here in Highland from that fixture tomorrow. It's been a good start to the campaign for Maxi Kern's side. They've won their opening three matches and they're looking to make it 4 from 4. The new season for the Donegal underage teams also start this weekend. Gary Duffy's Donegal under-17 minor side are in action against Fermanagh tomorrow in Ballyshannon. That one starts at 12 o'clock and then following that at 2. It's the first of the games for Luke Barrett's Donegal under-16s in the Buncrana Cup as they also play Fermanagh. Donegal have yet to win a game in the National Hurling League in Division 2B. Warwickshire will be their opposition on Sunday at the O'Donnell Park. It's more likely that these two sides will also be facing each other in a playoff, but the start time to that is at 2 o'clock on a Sunday. Derry are also playing in Division 2B as they meet Wicklow on Sunday. Now to rugby. Ulster back row forward Sean Reedy will earn his 100th cap for Ulster on Sunday when they travel to take on the Dragons in the Pro 14. There's three changes from the side that secured the bonus point win over Zebra last time out. Jordy Murphy and John Cooney are back from international duty and Billy Burns returns to start at fly half. The Pro 14 action actually gets underway tonight. Leinster up against the Southern Cheetahs. That one starts at 7:35. Leinster looking for another full set of points. Connacht and Munster play tomorrow. And just finally elsewhere in local rugby, our main feature game tomorrow is going to be a North West derby in All-Ireland League 2C. It's Omagh against City of Derry. Omagh going into the game with 8 wins from 13 matches. Derry 5 wins from 13 matches, and Alec McDonald will be at Omagh for that game tomorrow, which gets underway at 2:30. We'll also have a full rundown on the rest of the results on the rugby front tomorrow as well. So it's going to be another busy weekend on the sporting front. Our next studio-based programme is with Kenny, Saturday Sports, tomorrow after 2, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And for weather now, it will be a cloudy and wet day with a band of persistent rain spreading eastwards. The rain will clear later this evening with lowest temperatures tonight of 3 to 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a High Court judge has signed off on an extradition order to have alleged IRA bomber John Downey sent to Northern Ireland to face murder charges. Northern Irish authorities want to prosecute him in relation to a bomb attack in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh, that killed two British soldiers in 1972. A 32-year-old man who admitted dangerous driving causing the deaths of three Donegal women in a road crash on the N2 in County Louth has been sentenced to 6 years in jail with two suspended. The announcement that 20 extra Gardaí are to be deployed to Donegal has been widely welcomed. Former Mayor of Donegal, Noel McBride, says allocation of extra Gardaí is vital in preparation for the outcome of Brexit. And it's been claimed that the future of Lifford Community Hospital is still in limbo after the HSE refused yet again to commit to its long-term future. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferrisher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seymour Mahasa Colin Ferrer and Charlin, the Prevskilty, Air Highland Radio. Ta budget Umland, the Kahar Puncha, a da, a kuig million euro, Kadiha egg board Udras Nigeltic, ta conwenu a yenif, Air Fime New Clar, Farberha, Pubble, Lugus Changa, na Hagriacta, Dunvlian Shaw. San Arav, Saklar, being Solahar, Weniha, Gliantul, full Kodjakti, na Hagriacta, Munchurus, Ali Nigeltacta, Agus Kor, Nianri Nigeltacta. Komai le jontish raktala na nagriakta ferberha pobl. Ta medu de kuig kid mila euro taka eran wadjet at hakarta foil egan run kultur irakta agus gelterta solahar bliantul foil don clar ferberha pobl agus changa. Ta budget bliantul full kodjakti udras na gelterta Liakas Shias Mar Hain Punch a Kuig million euro Kadiha Egg Board and Udarish the full Kodjakti Nahagriakta Oskion Liaf million the core near in the Geltakta Shake the Gusatraha Vila the Wanturus Concursi Alina Agus Ejahish Akar Konkin Shin Medu the Fihis a Kuig million euro of budget Yavilis a Hartjeg Kadiu 3 kid Gusakuig is a Shart million euro the Alin the Geltakta Concursi Alina a fine new Sigeltakt Tasala Har Omlan da da August 3 Kaharu million euro Kadiha dana Hagrish Fobble da Yavilis and Ejeg Alerian Medu da Kahar Kedagas a Trahas a hard million euro on a Nuri of Yon. A new Tatus Karta Gohafigul the Shartin Legaliga La Energia San Ush Dear Hushkart Renew and Ela a Hyola Gohafigul Salorland Pobli in Lechukanan Raktalhar and Ela Ejerakedla as a Shartu Lajag the Me Marta Anari Kariu Uskion Trivila Emok Pobli August Tarak Sulgame and Ela Nismorish Tamliana Sholher and Ela Gohejerna Shunta and North Sal London Irish Centre Lahini Specialta August Kaluru Donegale at a Torch Free in London Linda Irvine Offiga Farberha Nigeliga and Arthur Vale Firstje and a ambassador Changa Dun Ela Nabliana Shaw. A mask emic the Ella Belan the man social to Iraq till Jacadin your Shahogin or in Sheola Agus Glack the Kati Parch and Nuri Erlina Lishan Hash Club LNMS and EJ. Spit Scullin the College to Gus Groupy Pobble or Kyon Kyon and Nilan Agus or Fod Fadan Doin the Glacku Parch and Nahemakti Agus Talinra Lechukenan Go Hatchul Agraktul Emakti Fulai Ike Gaelach at an Artel Adam Visha Agus Rangan the Dowser. Hip hop in a mask, gus to gach, olus, exceive and leanra, to emakti agus karshius, fi hacked in the gilligate or foil, agus naji bunk ie. Shimahodcha illegalier slanagus bannocked.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, March the 1st. The death has taken place in London of Andrew Kelly, formerly of Hollyhill Strabane. Remains are reposing at his sister Eileen Devine's home, 2 Greenlaw Road, Ballymagorey, tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral leaving his sister's home on Monday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of James Rogers, Ballard, Armour Island. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Croan's Church, Armour Island, interment afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Eamon Farrell, 26 Dargold Road, Strabane. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 20 past 11 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the MS Society, Kerr Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Veronica Hannigan, Nae McBrien, 14 Contham Road, Strabane. Veronica's remains will repose at her late home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from her late home on Monday morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Brendan McCarthy, 15 McMahon Villas, Letterkenny. Brendan's remains are reposing at his home until Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 3 p.m. until Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday, going to St. Junan's Cathedral for Mass at 12 noon, interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if wished to the Emergency Service, Letterkenny University Hospital, Care Pascal Blake Funeral Directors. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of James Joseph Jim McGonigal, formerly Sladron, Buncrana. Jim's ashes will be reposing at his sister Margaret Donegan's home, 487 Carnhill, from Sunday. Requiem Mass will be celebrated in St. Bridget's Church, Carnhill, on Tuesday morning at 11:30, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred of Bridget Butler, Shanaha Kilcar. Remains are reposing at her home. Removal from her home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for funeral mass in St. Carthas Church, Kilcar, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. both nights. The death has taken place of Nan Boyle, Guibara Bridge, Letchamack Award and Derry's Glenties. Remains are reposing at her home at Derry's Glenties with Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon to St Connell's Church Glenties for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Johnny J.J. McAleer, 64 Towns End Street, Strabane. Johnny's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from his late home tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Bryony Boyle, Lord Derry Reel, Falkara. His remains are reposing at his home in Derry Reel. Funeral Mass in St. Finian's Church, Falkara, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.